And welcome to Knitting Shop Live, the podcast recorded live and unscripted by your favorite knitting gals. We're your hosts, Brianna,
Kathy,
and Natalie.
And a huge thanks to our listeners for joining us. So today is episode 171, which is like, you're out there now. And today we're going to be chatting about stress. What a timely topic. So now it's time to grab your project or drink or go on that walk and tune in because we're about to get started. So should we start tonight by talking about what's on our needles or what are we working on tonight?
Sure.
Great Anna, question.
Want to go first?
Are we going reverse order?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I am working on a Christmas stocking that I literally just cast on talking to you ladies. So it's in early stages, but this is my second Christmas stocking and I need to do two more and then I'm done for the year.
All right.
I'm ready.
You know, as much as it feels maybe a little stressful to be knitting Christmas stockings this time of year, it also feels so good because it reminds us to put on some Christmas music and relax and enjoy that knitting. So good for you. You're making me feel festive here, Natalie.
Listen, it might be too early for the tree, depending on who you are, but it's not too early to knit some Christmas things.
Right. I love it. So true. All right. So this is Kathy, and I am not knitting right now. I am winding yarn for my pillow class, which starts this Thursday evening, which I'm very excited for. So I am taking the time to wind yarn, which is also really pleasant. Every once in a while, it just feels good to sit and let the yarn run through your hands and make it into a ball for a new project.
Love it. And I'm actually not knitting either. I have a couple of projects that I need to weave in the ends or like do the finishing touches on. So I'm taking our time tonight to do that. So I feel like I have finished something.
I love it. I'm so jealous. That's like the best feeling.
I know. Some of them, I'll be honest, some of them are from our last calendar of classes. So I'm a little behind.
That's okay.
But all good. So today's topic, we're talking about stress, what stresses us out. Later on, we might talk about what we do to prevent that. So do we want to just do a round robin a time or two to talk about what are the stressors in our lives? What gives us stress?
All right.
I'll go first. Not having a constant plan stresses me out. I don't like changing things up. If I have like established my day and I know what I need to get done in a day and that gets thrown off, I get stressed. But I'm usually fine up until that point. Like if I know what I need to do and I know that I have the time to get it done, I'm fine. It's just when things go off schedule, I lose it a little.
All right. I can feel that pain too, Natalie. Mine's going to kind of tie into ties in kind of closer to that. And mine is, situations where I can't control the outcome. I'm a control freak. I guess we know that. And so it's a little bit like that. I made the plan for my day, but now I can't live up to that plan. It's that kind of a thing. But yeah, if I can't control the outcome of a situation, it really makes me stressful.
This is really interesting. Our first one is like all pretty like similar. Mine isn't so much like the things, plans changing. It's more like passing my threshold of how much I can potentially do in a day. Once my to-do list gets beyond whatever threshold that is in my brain, I just absolutely melt down. Like I can't do anything at that point if my list has grown past the point of too much.
See, I'm the opposite. I have like a list that's never achievable every day and it rolls into the next day and then it rolls in, like it's just constantly growing and rolling. And if I don't have the next thing on there, Brianna, I lose it.
I'm totally fine with not knowing, but if I know I have too many things to do and I know I can't get them done, I can't do any of them.
It's overwhelming. Yeah, it can be very overwhelming.
I'm, I'm with you, Brianna. I like that list that at the end of the day, everything is checked off, everything. But I do roll a few things once in a while, but typically if I roll something, it's the first thing I do the next day. Cause yeah. I know me and my habit's going to be, oh, I rolled it once. I'll just keep rolling it. And all of a sudden you go, I've been rolling that on my list for a month. And do you guys do this? I rewrite my to-do list every single day.
Yeah.
And with the mindset being that at some point I'm going to get tired of rewriting the same thing on my list. So anyway,
I literally do that every day, every week. My daily checklist and my weekly checklist are, I'm forever rewriting them, but yeah, it's hard. All right, now what about your next one? What else?
Oh, sorry, I forgot I was first again. I forgot I was first. My next one is definitely just not being able to like eat when I need to. That stresses me out. Like if I need to miss a meal, not only am I not going to be a happy camper, but I just get really stressed because I am like I tend to, when I don't eat, pass out. So I get really stressed that I'm going to pass out. So I need food when I need food. And it's just because I don't want to pass out. So that's my second one.
That's a really good one. I did not have that on my list, but boy, you did just trigger that mindset. But I'm the other extreme of that. I eat so much all the time that very rarely do I go to that point where I'm not eating, but I should get to that point once in a while. But okay, so I have on mine too many deadlines. Even saying the word deadline just makes my shoulders tighten up. Yeah. I just can't. I don't like one deadline, let alone several deadlines all hitting at the same time. So I love to think of, you know, everything that we do in life as one big goal, but I know in reality, there has to be some deadlines. You have to meet some deadlines. I mean, the IRS has set their deadlines and you've got to meet that deadline. So, and I guess I really couldn't call the IRS and go, well, it was a goal and I didn't reach it. So too many deadlines. That's mine.
That's a good one. Deadline is a scary word. Oh. You said it and I shivered.
it's on the scary word list, definitely.
So my next thing that it gets me every single time, and it's very general, but like any chaos or disorder to my generally very particular life and everything I do, if something is out of place, or like this mostly happens at work with my things, like if I leave for the day and somebody goes up there and like moves everything around and I come back and they're not where I left them, I need to fix them before I can do any kind of work. Same thing happens in my house. If I leave a room a mess and I come back into it, like in the office at home, and it's like actually chaotic, my brain just shuts off until it's organized again. I can't do anything. It stresses me out so much having things out of order, having like anything be chaotic, meetings. I always end up running meetings because I'm, you know, everything is like an agenda bullet point list. I love it. I love being organized and I want other people to be the same way. I don't like when things are chaotic.
Oh my God. Brianna, what keeps going through my mind right now is your chapstick. I'm thinking, imagine the stress of that at the start of the day.
It really is stressful. I don't know why I'm that way, but I just am. And I can cope with it pretty well, but I can't work in any sort of chaos like that.
Yeah, just knowing that things are where they are. Okay, so we're all living the married life nowadays, right, girls? Mm-hmm. So how about this one? Sharing the refrigerator with your husband who doesn't really know that certain things go on certain shelves or in certain drawers. Do you guys have that?
Yes. I just think that my brain compartmentalizes things. Like I know where things are without even looking because I put it there and I remember kinesthetically putting it there. I don't think that gene always carries over.
If I've gone away for a few days and I come home and I look at the top shelf of the refrigerator, oh my, again, your shoulders are up to your ears, because in our household, that is where the milk is. That is where there's this little tray of things that are easy grab and go. And I will come back and, you know, Ed's got like lunch meat up on the top shelf and a loaf of bread. I'm like, oh, no, they're down below. Or here's one, looking at somebody else's refrigerator and thinking, do they really put that there?
How do they live like that? That's what goes through my brain.
Brianna, you said it. It was in my mind, but you said it.
That's funny. But like, also, how long have you and Ed lived in that house? And like, you know, the ketchup is in the same place every single time you open the fridge.
Unless you've gone away for a couple of days and then you don't know where the ketchup is.
It's the not being able to find it because it's not where it belongs that gets me, though. Like, yeah. It's one thing if I just don't know where it belongs, but like, it belongs somewhere. So. Yeah. Do have another one. This one is something that really stresses me out. I don't know if anyone else feels this way about things. So like, I'll write something down on my checklist. Let's use the example of changing my last name, because I just got married. It's been on my checklist since I got married. I have no idea how to do that thing. It's daunting. So it stays on the checklist. And I know that I need to do a good amount of research to figure it out. Yeah. So like, when I look at it, it's a time investment that like, I don't always have time for. So I keep rolling it on the list, but it's the stress of having to do the research. Once I get over that hurdle of like looking at it and being like daunted by it, and I do it, I'm like, oh, that was easier than I thought. I don't know that I'm going to say that about changing my name, but it's daunting until I figure it out.
Sometimes you just wish somebody would tell you like this play-by-play, step-by-step, and then you can take it from there. It's just the matter of knowing you're right.
Yeah.
And you know, there's some things too, like changing your name, especially things that involve legal documents, where it's the research. You use it, you know, maybe once, maybe twice in your lifetime, not that often. So you have to revisit it whenever you need it anyway. But when you're researching it, I just did something that Ed and I needed to take care of. And it really required me to sit, read, and comprehend what I was doing. Oh, and I had to do it in triplicate. Oh my gosh. So the duration of that. So yeah, that is stressful when you realize that you're doing something that is pretty significant, very significant. It's a legal document, and it's understanding how to do it. And then also really reading it with comprehension to go, I guess I got it right. Like, still kind of confused if I got it right today, but oh well.
I guess you'll find out, right?
My best. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
All right.
Who's next? I don't remember where we were.
I don't know. Do you have another one, Brianna?
Okay, I'm just gonna go. I have one more. My biggest thing is it stresses me out to have to redo something that I did already. Whether it's like I made a mistake and I have to fix it, or like it just like something needs an update. I hate that. I'm like, I did it once. Like, my brain is just like, you did it already. Why are we doing this again? Why is it on the list? Like, what are you doing with your life? Like, that's the spiral I go down. But like, some things are, you know, you need to update them, and you know, there's always something that you need to redo in anything of life. Like, everybody makes mistakes, but I am like so hard on myself when I make a mistake, and then that happens where like, oh, now I have to do this thing again. Like, I've wasted my time the first time almost.
Yeah, the time factor. And then while you're doing that thing the first time, you're thinking, I probably could prevent this, or say, like the thing I was doing today was an 8-page document three times. Every page had something different that I had to take care of. And I'm thinking, before you turn this in, you should probably photocopy it. But I'm not, because that takes more time. But then if they come back and they say it wasn't right, I'll be like, oh, so I gotta do it all over again. Okay. So yeah.
Yeah.
It's time. It's too much. It's deadlines. It's food.
Yeah, definitely. Being stressed and hungry is never a good combination.
No, it's like the worst combination. And I don't think there's a better, like a worse combination. You know what I mean?
No, not at all. Being hungry at anything is bad.
It's amazing how food does calm you down. Just taking the time to sit down and eat. There's something
I'm taking care of yourself, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. There's probably some chemistry in there too of what's happening internally. But it's fascinating to me to think about, yeah, all you needed to do is sit down and eat some chocolate chip cookies and you're fine now.
Absolutely. You're healed.
And a glass of milk. There's nothing like a glass of milk to soothe the stress. And this time of year, I find that this time of year, everything just tends to pile up with everything. I always say this every year. Why does Christmas have to come at the end of the year? Why couldn't we do it like in July so that you're not hit with all those year-end deadlines also? Because there's a lot of year-end deadlines too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then there's all
I'm
the
dreaming of a deadline tonight.
What's that?
I'm going to hear the word deadline in my sleep. Yeah.
Deadline. Oh gosh. Well,
right.
Does anybody else have a stress that we didn't already?
I could go all day, but I don't think people want to hear it.
I think we have like really good ones though. So now that we've talked about stress, what about preventing that stress, or like maybe just like minimizing the stress? Because the things that we talked about are stressful in nature. So like, what are we doing to mitigate it?
So this is an interesting question, because I would not call this a superpower of mine. I tend to just like roll the stress down the list and just find some things that don't stress me out as much and mix them in with the things that do. But I have found that I'm someone who's like back and forth a lot. I have been for like a long time, because I live in a very different part than like where my family lives. And before it was vice versa. We were always traveling up to see Chris's family. And when I'm not home for like a weekend, and if I don't have a day where I just have time to get everything done that I need to, I can't. So that is a way that like I protect my peace, I guess you can call it. I need like one day where I don't have any outside plans, but I might have plans of like getting laundry done and like stuff like that, because to me that kind of stuff is like taking care of myself, and it makes me feel like I'm putting in the work to like calm down.
Definitely, that's a really good one. I think I might have mentioned this before, but like in my house, Sundays are sacred for like a totally different reason. We spend that day making sure the house is tidy for the rest of the week, laundry, and just like general relax, reset. I love that. That's such a good way to just not letting everything overwhelm you for more than the week, you know?
Yeah. And sometimes doing those really everyday tasks, like I just had a day like that this past weekend, exactly what you just said, Natalie. And it was, I did 6 loads of laundry. I hung 2 loads out. And it was so healing just to, because it took my mind off of other things, and and you could see the results of it. You know, when you do that much laundry and hang things out, it felt really good to take something so every day and feel calmer because you did accomplish something. So I'm going to go to this one. For me, oftentimes when I'm stressed out, what calms me down is hearing a friend's voice. So I am that person who still likes to talk on the telephone. I like text and I like emails. I like communication, period. But there's something about a friend's voice that just takes your mind off of everything else. And true confessions here, ladies. Some days when I'm just not quite sure who I should give a phone call to or not, I re-listen to our podcast because I hear your voices. And it just puts me in a better place. So I find a friendly voice, whether it's our podcast or it's talking to a friend, really helps me manage stress.
Yeah, that's a good one too. I love it. For me, well, both of you guys have like really good ones. They were on my list. But I have not quite recently, but this year in 2023, have started back up with going to yoga regularly. It's kind of stressful to get there, I'll be honest, because, you know, with work roots and like every life thing, it's really hard to like take time for yourself during the week. But I really try to make it a point, like, okay, these are my yoga nights. This is the, you know, 1 hour twice a week I take for myself, and like, you know, just think about nothing other than me, really. But just going through a yoga practice is such a de-stressor. Like the second I walk through the door, it's like I'm in a kind of like another world. Like the outside world doesn't exist anymore. They have really like calm music playing, and you can smell incense a bit. They usually do it at the end, but you know, you can smell it going in from the previous class. But it's just like really, I mean, it is meditative, but it's a whole hour of doing that. I mean, you can't focus on a single other thing besides yoga because you have to balance the whole time. And that's really hard for me. But like at the end, if anyone has been in a yoga class, like the last 5 minutes, they do a Shavasana, which is just like true. You're not moving your body at all. You're just breathing. I have fallen asleep sometimes within 5 minutes, and like they use like a singing bowl, and I've heard that and woken up. Like that to me is so relaxing. It's just a good reset in midweek. So like the next day I feel a little bit more refreshed after that.
Yeah. I love my yoga class as well. I go once a week, but I love it. And I think part of that calming too is the whole experience.
Yeah.
And the fragrance, you know, what you're smelling and what you're experiencing, but and you're surrounded with calm. You know, to be surrounded with all calm people is amazing too. I mean, I've never been in a yoga class where anybody had a meltdown. Everybody's calm.
Yep.
It's perfect.
Yeah. In fact, a couple of weeks ago when I went to my yoga class, I had a little fall, and I knew I just wasn't going to be able to do it, but I stayed and I just sat in there because I had to put some ice on my lip. And I have to tell you, even sitting there and not participating in the actual movements of yoga, but doing the breathing and just, it was just so calming because the whole space is calm.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Wonderful thing.
Yeah, I need to start doing yoga, you guys.
Yeah.
It's great.
Got to be a great place near you.
I'll have to figure it out.
Yeah.
I have two more, if you guys have more. They kind of go with one. These are two things that I do when I feel very stressed. And again, it goes back to that whole taking care of yourself. Because usually I like, first, I need to do one of these things always. And then the second thing, it usually is an indicator that I need to do that. So if I'm really stressed, the first thing I always do is wash my face, no matter what. I don't know why. It calms me down. I think it's like the cold water that hits my face, like calms me down immediately. So if I've had a hard day at work, I immediately will be taking my makeup off and washing my face. If not, taking a full-on shower. I find water in general to be very healing. And then the second thing that I'll need to do that night is make something with fresh vegetables, even if it's literally just eating raw, fresh vegetables, like eating a cucumber, or like, for whatever reason, I'm sure that there's like a serotonin boost associated with eating healthy or something out there, but it makes me feel like I'm a little bit more in control of my life. And it usually is because I haven't eaten a fresh vegetable in a few days.
Yeah.
But our bodies tell us what they need. Okay. So otherwise it might seem pretty contrary to what you would think, but this really touched me yesterday too. And it hasn't for a little bit. I like a complicated knitting project that really, I'm thinking so hard about what I'm doing. And Natalie, you mentioned this a year ago, counting. Mm-hmm. And it requires me to count. You know, you just put yourself into that. And, you know, 10 minutes into it, you realize that there's no stress anymore. You're just so focused on this, maybe a little complicated, but not so complicated that you can't do it. Just complicated that you really need to think while you're doing it and keep count. So my knitting projects are a big help also.
That is a big one for me too, Kathy. That was actually on my list as well. And like, simple is fun too. Like, that's really meditative, but the having to focus on something to get your mind off of whatever else is happening. My last one, because this sometimes is like my last resort. This is my last resort coping mechanism for stress. And just like preventing something really bad happening. But I just like let it take me every once in a while. If it's been a really hard week or I'm feeling very overwhelmed, I don't know if you guys have ever tried to just like shove it away, like for days and days and days. Sometimes that just like isn't so healthy to try to push it down. I just let it out. Like sometimes I just have an hour where I'm laying on the floor and doing nothing because I just can't, like physically can't do anything. And then I tend to feel better after that. Like I don't know, something happens, like my brain clicks. I've come to my senses a little bit. Like I get back up and I'm like, okay, I've had my meltdown. I can do this and keep moving forward. Sometimes you just need that. That's my like last resort. That's all I need to get back into doing something.
I love that. And we probably don't give ourselves permission enough to often to do that once in a while, where, you know, stress is just taken over, and give into it. Let it take over for a little bit. Let your mind and body work through it. It's almost like a stage of grief, you know, like,
yeah,
it's okay. It's okay to kick your feet and be, you know, whatever you have to do to work it out.
Yeah. Throw a little like toddler temper tantrum for a couple minutes and then be fine. Like, and just a few minutes.
Yeah. It's amazing. You know, children are really good models for us every once in a while. And I have my friends across the street, and every once in a while, there's a little tantrum, which is to be expected at that stage. And I do watch, and it's like, you know what? Yeah, I think I want to do that too. I just want to put my head down and just wail for a little bit and then get back up and be like, okay, let's go on. Yeah.
Yep. Definitely.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Do you guys have anything else? Any other ways we might prevent or mitigate?
I always find baking to be something that I love. I feel like a lot of mine revolve around food. I don't know. I feel like it's very comforting to me, and it takes a lot of focus because you have to measure everything out. But then if something's running in my house, I really can relax. Like my dishwasher's running, I can relax. If my washer's on, I can relax. If my oven's on and something's baking, like, and it takes an hour and a half, I have full control over that hour and a half. It is just mine because I'm actively doing something, even though I'm not actively doing it. So it's a way I sometimes have to trick myself into, you know,
into relaxing.
Yeah, but like I love it, which is like I really do try and build in like my laundry days on certain days, and I don't fold anything. I just move from machine to machine, but it's that act of something's working in the background that I know I impacted. I don't need to focus on anything anymore. I've already done my task. So I love that.
So Natalie, I received, it was a hand-me-down, which is such a nice hand-me-down, a Roomba-like vacuum. It's the
best. Oh, the best.
And I will tell you that when Ed goes to work in the morning, I put that thing on. Not that it needs to do work every single day. It is exactly what you just said, though. There is something happening. There's a little hum to it. It's moving about. So we named it Godfrey. And Godfrey is like my best friend when I'm home alone. I just love it. Now, Wheezy, she kind of sits there and stares like, what's this all about? But it is very calming because it's smooth moving and the hum and something is happening in the background. Yeah. Wow. Get a Godfrey.
Mine's name is Jeeves. I love him.
Ours is Jeff. We all have like G names.
I love it.
And they have to have a name. I think that's what's so much fun. It's like, oh gosh, it's like it's a part of your family.
I saw something once that was like, for my Roomba's birthday, I'm going to bring him to the beach and let him go crazy.
That's great.
So fun.
So I think that's everybody's public service announcement to get yourself a robot vacuum.
Worth the investment.
Yeah, everything.
It'll do all your work for you. Well, some of it at least.
So
are we good? I think I have run my list out of preventative strategies.
One quick short one. Can I throw it out there?
Yeah.
A good night's sleep. Oh my goodness. There's nothing like a good night's sleep and giving into that good night's sleep, even if it's like, I don't do this that often, but every once in a while, it might be like 9:45. And usually I don't go to bed much before 11 o'clock, but some nights you just go, you know what? I need to go to bed now. And you wake up the next morning and that stress, you just had enough time for all that stress to go away for a good bit. So a good night's sleep.
Absolutely. That's always a good one. All right. Well, should we chat about our favorite something this week? Does everybody have one?
Yep. I'm ready. Yep.
All right. My favorite something is my AirPods. I don't know if I've said this before or used this before. I love my hands-free AirPods. They're the best. And I have over-the-head earphones too. I like those for noise canceling. Like when I feel like at work especially, no one's going to talk to me if I have those on. So if I need to focus, they're great because they're a really good visual cue of like, she does not want to talk to you. But the AirPods are great, especially when I'm running around the house because they're not huge and bulky. I can still hear a little, but they've got that noise canceling and they're super convenient to like throw into my bag because I take the train now. So I need something small that I can throw into my bag. They're perfect. I love them.
Nice.
Perfect. Okay. So my favorite is, I have to actually read the name of this. It is the Vodozava, VODOZAVA walking belt. And it is like a modern day fanny pack. Okay. I'm just going to say it. It is so cool. I received it as a gift and it fits like you can wear it underneath your t-shirt. It's like this elasticized belt and it has two zipper pockets that expand just enough. They lay flat, but they expand enough to hold your smartphone, your keys, a little bit of money, whatever you need to have on you. And I just got one as a gift and I love it.
Nice. I love a fanny pack. That's cool that you can like conceal it a little bit too if you wanted.
Yeah, under your shirt or whatever. Yep.
My favorite thing this week is fiber arts related. I don't know. This week is like pom-pom central between last week and this week. All I've been doing is pom-poms. I have a really nice 4-pack of pom-pom makers now, thanks to Natalie. I may have said this before, but I'm pretty sure my mom stole my pom-pom makers. So I'm just going to blame her. I don't know where they went. I don't have them. Now I have 4 and they are wonderful. I just finished all 3 hats from our hat series that finished up and I'm really happy about it.
4-pack. I had no idea.
Yeah. It's the same, like the 2 larger sizes and the 2 smaller sizes, but it's in one big pack. You can get them all at once. It's great.
Very cool. So you have every pom-pom size that you possibly need too.
I'll be making pom-poms for the rest of my life with those pom-pom makers.
Love it.
All right, guys. Well, what is for dinner?
Well, we did today beef stew in the crock pot. So I put that on this morning. We ate it before the podcast this week, which I feel like I always struggle to eat before the podcast, but we did it. That's why I love my crock pot. And it was delicious. I made some biscuits on the side, Pillsbury biscuits. You got to go with the Pillsbury.
Nice. That sounds great.
Crock pots are the best. All right. So we had tonight egg and pepper sandwiches, which we do about once a week, but I used fresh peppers, not frozen peppers, and sauteed them and with garlic on them. So it was really tasty, but something new in our lives, and I'm not sure how long it's going to last, but I made grits for the first time in my life. And I guess grits is one of those things that you either really like it or you don't, or you acquire a taste for it. So I'm going to work on acquiring a taste for grits, because they are a nice substitute for potatoes, because we don't do potatoes. So I'm going to keep working on the grits.
Love it.
You guys eat grits?
Awesome. I love grits, and I feel like cheesy grits are like the way to go.
Okay, maybe that's, I'll have to get some tips on this, because I thought, I just did it basically on what the container said. So cheesy grits might be the way to go. Okay.
Oh yeah, it adds so much flavor. I'm picky about them, but I do, I usually eat them like when I'm at a diner or something, and they're very good.
You too, Brianna, are you a grits gal? Have you had?
I don't like plain, but if it's cheesy, they're pretty good.
Okay. We'll try that.
All right. And I actually made vegetable dumpling soup in my Dutch oven today. It was one of those things. I came home, I was feeling a little stressed, so I was like, I'm gonna put something in my pot so I can do work and also like not watch the pot. It was delicious. I like scarfed it down before the podcast tonight.
Look at us, all well-fed pre-podcast, you guys.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, do we want to share any news and updates?
Yes, we definitely do. So from Roots, we are gearing up for our calendar launch for January through April of 2024, which is absolutely insane to say out loud. But that's coming up this Saturday after Thanksgiving, which I believe is 11/20/24. Yeah. Okay. That felt way earlier than what I was going to say. I think I was going to say something way later. So that's coming up in just a few weeks. We're very, very excited. And in conjunction with a bunch of new classes, we also are going to have a ton of giftables, a lot of kits, a lot of things that you're going to want to like keep your eyes out for. And also, if you have people in your life who may be looking for Christmas presents for you, there are things you may want to flag for your Christmas list for sure. So keep us in mind on 11/24. We're going to be going live on Facebook and Instagram in the morning to kind of go through everything that we have up. And then we also will have a community, which is just like a little chill hang. You guys can ask questions. We're just going to celebrate and hang out later in the afternoon, and all the information on that will be coming out later this week.
Wow. It's exciting.
Yeah. So exciting.
All right. Any other Roots news? Are we good?
Yeah, no, I think that's
okay. So November 24th. All right. And so the news on KSL is we're going to take a little pause. A couple things that are going to be coming up and happening. We're going to be running into that Thanksgiving holiday. So we are going to take a pause, and we will be back with our next recording on December 4th. So stay tuned. You will hear from us on December 4th, but be sure to put November 24th on your calendar, because that's super exciting.
Yeah. All right. Well, we would love to hear from you guys, and we invite you as always to join us as a guest on a future podcast, like maybe our December one. We promise there's no work involved. Just email Kathy or Natalie and myself if you would like to join us. And that information, our emails are in the show notes for this episode. And so hopefully you finished your project, your drink, or your walk by now, because it's time for us to bind off. Thanks for listening.